good evening, everyone. This is W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. We're using the call sign K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo, which is the club call sign tonight. Any stations wishing to participate are more than welcome. But before we start, are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, nothing heard. Alrighty, our next aspect is to introduce the net a bit more. Okay, the TechNet is a opportunity for anyone to ask a question about anything in amateur radio, electronics, communications, computing, anything that depends on those things, pretty much. So it's a pretty broad-brushed opportunity for anyone to pose a question. You need not be a member of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association to participate. You need only have an amateur radio license that allows you to transmit in the 2-meter band. So, with that in mind, we'll talk about how you log in. Okay, logging in is pretty straightforward. You call in with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question, a comment, or none of the above. So, we do this in an orderly manner. So let's start with the whiskey calls tonight. Any station whose call sign begins with whiskey, please call K2BAR. Well, that worked well, didn't it? Alrighty. Let's try stations whose call signs begin with kilo. This is K2BAR. Your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above.
KF2ID, Ben, I have a question.
Good evening, Ben. I note your question. We'll get to you in a moment. Very good. Thank you and welcome. Any other kilo stations, please call K2BAR.
K2ZO, Jim. No questions or comments at this time.
Good evening, Jim. Anybody else?
KC2IBN with a question.
Okay, is a kilo Charlie 2 India Victor or India Bravo November?
India Victor November.
Okay, sir, your name, and you do have a question, I noted. What is your name?
My name is Gary, and I'm handheld with a question.
Hey, Gary, we'll get to you in a moment. Alrighty. Any other kilo stations, please call K2BAR.
K2 Zulu Charlie, Dave, no question.
Good evening, David. Alrighty. K2 Zulu Charlie, K2BAR. Anybody else with a kilo?
This is KC2 SQP Stewart, just listening, no questions.
Good evening, Stewart. Very good. Alrighty. Any other kilo stations? Okay. Any November stations, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above. Okay, any other station wishing to check in at this time, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment. Wow! Everybody's a kilo except for me. I could have been. Anyway. Alrighty. Ben? We'll start with your question, and we'll poll for more folks. And then we'll go to Gary's question, and then we'll poll for more folks. So, Ben, over to you. KF2ID, this is K2BAR.
Okay. I get on the 10-meter net on Monday nights with K2ZO. I always seem to have a tone with a frequency very close to the 28350. In fact, I think it's actually 28351. I checked again tonight to see who was there. I guess it was there, but very, very low. At times, it can be quite high. Now, my transceiver, the Icon 7000, has a notch filter with it, so I can notch it out. So it really doesn't bother me if the notch filter disappears. I can't understand where it's coming from. It's not a birdie in the receiver itself, as sometimes happens, because when I cook the receiver up to a dummy load, it disappears. I thought it might be my computer, which I previously have running at the same time, but I shut off the computer and it disappears. And Jim K2ZO said he noted he doesn't hear it, which is rather surprising to me because he has a rather high gain antenna. But nevertheless, he doesn't pick it up. But he says he has noted other people in my area do. He gave me a name, a call of someone I forgot. He can mention if he wants. So I'm just wondering what could be the source of that. It seems to be a continuous wave signal, as far as I can tell. Anybody got any opinions of what it might be? Back to K2BAR's KF2ID.
Then one question for you. I want to make sure I heard what you said correctly. You put it on a dummy load, it disappears. You turn off your computer, it stays or it disappears?
It stays. I'm sorry. Did I say it disappears? I misspoke. It stays. KF2ID with K2BAR.
You did. Okay. I'm glad you clarified that. All right. You know, I've noticed one as well. It's amazing. There's also one on 2 meters that's annoying to me. On 144-200, and I haven't done all the diagnostics I need to do, but it would be interesting to note if anyone in your neighborhood heard it and also had a directional antenna and could attempt to isolate it. That would be good as well, but anyway. I don't have a specific answer, I'll be real honest, other than to note that I share some of your pain on that frequency and occasionally others. Anybody have any comments?
Okay, to Zulu Charlotte.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, I hear the tone, and it's actually two tones at that frequency. You're hearing one at about, 1200 hertz, and one at about 400. So you can notch out one and you'll hear the other. I put up a spectrogram program, and I have my rig is always coupled to the computer through the sound card, and I can see the pulses there. There's actually three of them, and they're separated by about 800 hertz.
In that many. Okay. Yeah, I've noticed similar things, now that you mention it, on 2 meters, but since I've connected up my rig blaster to my HF rig, I haven't, you know, really looked at it. Anybody else have some comments? Okay, one other question for you, Dave. Do you live? And I don't know what town Ben lives in. Ben lives, I think, in Emerson, doesn't he? But anyway, maybe you should compare notes to your QTHs.
I'm in Fairlawn.
I'm in North Haldon, and I don't know. Steve WIQW is also in North Haldon. I don't know if he hears it or not. But it seems to be the stations that are more north. Dave K2DSL hears it, I believe. And he's in Warwick. And I think as you go farther east, people don't hear it. So I don't know. I know up around this area they have a lot of beacons and stuff for the I'm writing a plate path for planes. And I know Fairlawn is too, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
That's interesting. Let me ask a couple other questions. What form of broadband do you have in your house? I know everybody has Cablevision running by their house, but whether you have it in it or not is another question. Do you have Cablevision, though? I'm just kind of curious. Or do you have Cablevision for your broadband service as well as your TV? I'd be very curious if Dave does as well. Mr. Ben. I'm also wondering whether or not you have, how is your water meter read? What instrumentation has United Water or whatever they're called these days, using to do that? I'm just thinking, I'm drawing at straws here, but those other things that come to mind. Over.
Well, I have Cablevision, and I also have it for broadband, but I think they use higher frequencies than 28350. They use television type frequencies. I don't think they use that lower frequency. Water meter, I think it's read manually. Is that in the house? I don't know. A guy comes around every once in a while to read the meters. I don't think there's any radiating equipment from the meters. I suspect it's some type of beacon. Some light path beacons, I think, are generally run at higher frequencies. So the airport, when you go over here, right around here, whatever it is. Is that? Oh, I should know that airport. But anyways, the airport probably uses flight beacons, but I don't think they run that low a frequency. I think they generally tend to run at much higher frequencies. All right. I guess it's just some beacon of some kind. It's about the only thing that you can put out a continuous tone like that. Please drop out for a moment. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't seem to be a two-tone. I don't have a spectrum display, so I should say positively, but it doesn't seem... I don't have any trouble notching it out, so it's a question of it notching out one tone or not notching out another. The nice filter just knocks it right out, so it seems to be a single tone. All right, with that, we'll turn it to KQBR. KF2ID.
Yeah, I'd love to see a spectrum reading from your house versus Dave's, because I've seen that kind of thing before where it's two-tone, and if you do notch out the higher frequency, 1200 hertz, you're likely that your passband is also set narrow enough that maybe 400 hertz is not a big deal. It's attenuated enough so that you don't have a problem. But anyway, neither here nor there. All right. Anybody else have any comments? But just for reference, it's easy enough. You can run any of the PSK31 programs and find this stuff. You don't need anything real fancy. In fact, if your computer, say your laptop, has a microphone or desktop has a microphone, you don't even need to wire it up. You can just position the microphone near the speaker and listen, and you'll be able to get the spectral display just fine, thank you. All righty. Very good, thank you very much. Before we move on to the next question, let's see if there are any other check-ins. Stations wishing to check into the Bergen Amateur Radio Association technical net should check in with their call sign, their name, whether or not they have a question or comment, or none of the above. All are welcome. Please call K2BAR. Could have watched the devil game, guys. Anyway, just kidding. Alrighty. Let's move on to Gary's question then. KC2IBN. Your question, sir. K2BAR.
Everybody on the net. Gary. Basic question. Working on a receiver. Five watts. Build it yourself. To accomplish that. Go with some of the other methods.
Okay, Gary, I did not copy your question. Did any station copy Gary's question on the input? Gary, is there a way you could stand still and make sure you have a really solid signal and make your transmission?
Okay, net control, I'll try one more time. And if I can't get through to you, I'll just drop out. I'm asking whether I need a frequency counter to tune up a small 10-bit transceiver that I'm building.
Well, final calibration will probably require that. But, you know, there's plenty of them around. In fact, the club even has a an analyzer that will, I think, provide a frequency counter function. So I think it does that. I don't know. I should check. I have one as well. But there are plenty of ways to calibrate. There's plenty of ways to calibrate your 10-tech kit. Which 10-tech kit are you building, if I may ask?
It's the 40-meter.
Very nice. Okay. Very good. Well, that sounds excellent. So, yeah, you're going to need a frequency counter at some point or a well-calibrated radio to zero beat on. But it shouldn't be a big deal to find such a thing. Do you go to Kit Night?
No, I'm over in Roseland, and I know there's a club over here that operates out of Essex Fells or Roseland. I don't remember which. But maybe I could beg or borrow the use of one when I get to that point. But I was glad to hear you guys on the net with the Tech Night. I think that's like really great to have out there. Back to you.
KC2 UCN testing. Can you hear me?
KC2 UCN, is it Uniform Charlie November? Is that correct?
That's correct. I just got a new antenna, and I was trying to see how far I can reach. Sorry for interrupting.
No problem. What is your name? And we'll get back to you in a moment. We'll give you a turn. What is your name, sir?
My name's Peter, and I live in Highland Lakes, New Jersey.
Oh, very good. Your last name isn't Adley by any chance?
No, it's Giannini.
Oh, dear me. One of the very frequent operators here is named Peter. I know his son's named Peter. I wouldn't be surprised if his grandson's named Peter, although I don't think it is. I know they have a home in Fairlawn and a home in Highland Lake. So, anyway, very good. So, let's go back to Gary. So, Gary, it's our pleasure to run the net, and it's a lot of fun. I'm glad to see people building. That's an excellent thing. And any kind of experimentation, construction, public service, performance operating, you know, any of those kinds of things are just wonderful. Anytime you build a school, a skill, then nothing bad can come of that. So, back to you, Gary. KC2IVN, K2BAR.
Okay, I'll turn it over to the next fellow, and I appreciate your help. And what I'll do is try to track down somebody with the local West Essex Radio Club over here that might be able to help me. Okay, this is Gary, which is KC2, Indigo Victor November, on the side.
Very good, Gary. Well, you're always welcome to come and check in the net. If you're operating from home, maybe build yourself a J-pole. So email me, W2TangoTangoTango at ARRL.net. I can shoot you off a design, which is pretty straightforward. It's made out of copper pipe, but you can build it with several different sizes of pipe if you want. The lengths don't matter that much, oddly enough. It'll work just fine. So you're more than welcome to enjoy and build yourself a J-pole. Give yourself a solid signal on the quick. So KC2UCN, the offer goes to you as well, and anybody else, frankly. Welcome to Amateur Radio. When did you get your license?
I got my license about a month ago, and I got a radio probably 2 weeks ago. But you were talking about building a J-pole, and I built one and just got it installed tonight. It's built out of a solid aluminum rod. And it plans, if you type in arrow antenna dual band J-pole, it's really, really easy to plan, but you can buy it even online for $39. And I just got that installed. Is it correct that this repeater is in ceramic?
Well, we have twin repeaters, and right now the Paramus one is turned off, and the one in Franklin Lakes, which is a little closer to you, but not by much, is what we're using right now. But, yeah, that's great. So you use the arrow design. Very nice. Well, I went out and bought some 3/4-inch copper pipe last night. Not the heavy, heavy stuff. You know, stuff that the easy, inexpensive stuff they sell at Home Depot. And, you know, they're lightweight enough to be portable and heavy enough so that they don't bend up too badly. And so I'm going to be building up a couple of more J-poles, one for two and one for six. I already have one for two and 220 and 440, but I want to build up one for six and two and put them, well, the 6-meter one I want to put on my house for now. The 2-meter one I will put on my house as well because I need yet another vertical. So it should be exciting. It doesn't take very long. I always have kids make mine because I turn it into a scouting home improvement turned radio antenna project. So we kind of teach them about reusing your resources and using available materials. What happens? Let me drop it. Yeah, it's like what happens when the antenna store is closed. Well, the ham radio store is closed. You need to build an antenna. You go to the Home Depot, you buy stuff, and you build an antenna. You build a shelter, you build an antenna. So these are good skills for any person to know, but we try to inculcate that kind of cross-technology application type stuff into the heads of our scouts at all ages. Alrighty. So, Peter, what kind of radio are you using again?
I'm using a HT handheld. It's a Yaesu VX6R, and it's a tri-band. Sorry, I said the wrong thing. And I didn't quite catch your call sign before, or your name. And was I correct that the other guy was Gary, and his call sign was KC2IBN?
The other station was Kilo Charlie 2 India Victor November IVN. That's correct. My call is W2 Tango Tango Tango. My name is Gordon. But we're using the call sign of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association tonight because it's their net. And we're going to pass that around in a moment to get some more input. But it's the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, and it's a wonderful group. We have members in all the adjacent counties and many of the adjacent and not so adjacent states as well as in the county. So you're more than welcome to come. Our meetings are generally the first Sunday night of the month. Although this week it's the banquet, so it's reservations only. But we'll see you maybe on the first Sunday in January at the Red Cross in Ridgewood. In any case, so we have other activities as well. Let me drop it. Let me turn it over to K2ZO for one of our activities. We have weekly kit night most of the year. And Jim, maybe you can describe the kit night activity and what the club does, what it does for the club and what the club will do for the participants of kit night. K2ZO, K2BAR.
Where'd you say they meet?
Okay, I think you were doubling with somebody.
Pigeon.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it was another station on the U, I think, but it doesn't matter. We'll get back to them. Okay, this is K2 Zulu Oscar. Okay, we are the guy that runs the kit night at the Westwood High School, and come on down. We're in room 113, and every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, if you have something you want us to help and try to fix, something you're trying to build, you want to buy a kit, and you're a club member, the club will pick up half the price of the kit, up to $100. How about that? That's a good deal. And we're having lots of fun. That's about it. Back in that K2ZO.
Oh, that sounds really cool. That seems like Westwood's not that far away. That seems like something that would be pretty cool.
It does. It does. Peter, we follow a general or kind of a roll call kind of thing. So if you have a comment, just key the microphone and say comment. We'll get you in turn. You might have to add your call sign. There's a couple other guys in this net too, so we want to make sure everybody gets a chance. We want to welcome you. This is excellent. You sound like a fine young person, and I'm very fond of getting young people involved in amateur radio. I have three sons. They're 22, 20, and 12, and my wife and I have gotten the older two licensed, but now we're working on son number three. That's kind of neat as well. So, lots of scouts in our Boy Scout troop get licenses. It's really kind of a privilege. In fact, we're running a licensing course on January 2nd, Friday, January 2nd, all day, and a test session in the evening. So, if you have any friends who want to come, you're more than welcome. I just need to know in advance so I can make sure I have enough food for them and also enough that they get the materials to study for them in advance. So, let's see. Any other check-ins for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net, please call K2BAR. Okay. Very good. I made a purchase the other day, actually, my wife did, of a used ICOM 718, which, for those of you who are members of the Fairlawn Club, you know that they have one of them at their station. And I bought it specifically to provide an easy radio for either, prospective hams or new hams to operate. It doesn't have so many buttons and bells. It's got plenty, but it doesn't have so much stuff that it's totally intimidating of somebody. And it really is a nice little radio. So once I checked it out, I put it back in the box, and I can have it at Christmas, which is very nice. So we bought it used, and it's in perfect shape, so I'm quite pleased. And something else I found that is useful, just for people to know, is that I was looking at there's a software-defined radio interest in the club, and I noticed that there's a new product for the same people who brought you the SDR-1000 and the 5000 is a 1500, and it's supposed to be a QRP version. So I don't know what they mean by QRP. My guess is probably 1 watt or 10 watts, something like that, but it's going to sell for about $500, and it's going to be available probably maybe before Dayton, maybe after, but it looks interesting, and oddly enough, my company's interested in them for various purposes, which is kind of interesting. But one of the hams at work and I were talking about it, and next thing you know, he's got a 5000 on his desk, and he says, yeah, after we get this to work, we're going to sit there and apply the same things using a 1500, and it's like, okay. So it's kind of neat. So all sorts of fun things. But so economical a radio and so much power, as it were, as far as function. So did K2AMI come in tonight? This is K2BAR. Okay, well, let me just remind everybody that Barra has several other nets during the week. On Monday nights, on 28350 upper sideband, we have a 10-meter net. Boy, I'm tired. K2ZO is the net control, and we're encouraging operators who can transmit the 10-meter band on 28350 to participate. Then on Wednesday night, we have the general purpose Barra chat net, 9 o'clock on this frequency. And then Thursday night's the technical net on this frequency at 9 o'clock. And preceding it at 8:30, KF2ID, runs our 440 net at 444-100, the repeater in Hackensack, I believe. And all use a PL of 141.3. And above all, oh, by the way, Noel N2OEL is the net control for the Wednesday night net. And all these repeaters are operated by the Bergen County FM Association. We do encourage people to support the group by joining. I think it's a nominal $20 a year just to help them along, keep the repeaters going. And this repeater that we're on is a new repeater, and it's actually doing very, very well for us. In any case, anybody have any questions, please call KTBAR.
Comment.
Comment, go.
This is KC2UCN. I got to go now, and I want to thank you for the advice, and maybe I'll talk to you some other time. KC2UCN, signing off.
Peter, again, welcome to Ham Radio, and glad to hear you're on, and don't be a stranger. KC2UCN with K2BAR. Anybody else for the tech net? Anybody want to make a comment? Comment? Comment, go. I'm sorry, station wanted to make a comment. You actually dropped out of the repeater. Okay, I got who it is. KC2RLA, I can actually hear you on the input, so give me your question, please, Ron. Good evening. Yeah, I can give you that right now. Stand by. 15416 is the fire. 15416 and 154800 is the police, I think. Hold on. Yeah, 15416 is the fire. 154800 is the police. Let me also give you another website to think about. It's bergenscanner.org, I think it is. I think it's bergenscanner.org. It's maintained by Justin, who's a ham, KC2CIK, GIK, pardon me. So you can check that site, and that site's about to get better and bigger. Pardon me. So good hearing you. Hope your Thanksgiving was well, it's loads of fun to hear you, actually. I was kind of wondering about you the other day, actually. I think I sent you an email as part of a group thing. I think I did, anyway. I know what your email is. It's Kiddush, or Kiddush, depending on how you want to say it. Anyway, but good hearing you, Ron. KC2ORA, anybody else, please call K2BAR. Very good. Anybody else? Okay, well, not hearing any further interest in the net, I'm going to thank everybody for their checking in and their questions tonight. We got three sets of questions, which is pretty good. A couple other basic announcements. I hope everybody has a good time at the dinner. Unfortunately, I cannot join you this year, which is a disappointment to me, I'll tell you, but in fact, I want you to know it's a disappointment to my sons, oddly enough. James had wanted to attend because he never got to, and John wanted to attend because he actually enjoyed it the last couple of times. So, you never know. You never know. Can't get them to come to a meeting half the time, but I can get them to come to a good party. So, anyway. So, thank you, everybody, and have a good night. This is K2BAR, W2TTT for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. Returning the repeater in normal amateur use and thanking the Bergen County FM Association for the use of their repeaters. Take care and have a great night. W2TTT.